ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टपयेष् वरेषु नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनं प्रणाम दुःख समनस्तं नमामि हरिं परं। निगम कल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुकदं मृतदेव सम्मुतं बिभदा भगतं रासमालयं मुहुरोहोराशिक भुवि भावुकः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 7th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 टू 12। So text number 12 is written on the board. So I will read text number 10 and 11, and then we'll read together text number 12. Text number 10. Nate sadadhire gopa bala bashitam vidyuta aprameyam balantasya balakasya nate vidu. Translation. The assembled gopis and gopas, unaware that Krishna is always unlimited, could not believe that baby Krishna had such inconceivable power. They could not believe the statements of the children, and therefore they neglected these statements as being childish talk. Text number 11. Rudantam sutam adaya yashoda graha sankita kritva sastyayam vipray suktaistanam apayayat. Translation. Thinking that some bad planet had attacked Krishna, Mother Yashoda picked up the crying child and allowed him to suck her breast. Then she called for experienced brahmanas to chant Vedic hymns and perform an auspicious ritualistic ceremony, purport. Whenever there is some danger or some inauspicious occurrence, it is the custom of Vedic civilization to have qualified brahmanas immediately chant Vedic hymns to counteract it. Mother Yashoda did this properly and allowed the baby to suck her breast. Text number 12. I will chant together. Purvavat stapitam gopair balibhi sa parichadam vipra hutvarchayan chakrur dadin akshata kushambubhim. Purvavat, as the handcart had been situated before. Stapitam, again assembled with the pots situated properly. Gopai, by the cowherd man. Balibhi, all of whom were very strong and stout, and who could therefore assemble the parts without difficulty. Saparichadam, with all the paraphernalia kept on it. Vipra, the Brahmanas, Hutva, after performing a fire ceremony, Archayan Chakru, performing ritualistic ceremonies, Dadhi, with curd, Akshat, grains of rice, Kusham, and Kushagras, Ambubhi, with water. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. After the strong, stout, coward men assembled the pots and paraphernalia on the handcart and set it up as before, the Brahmanas performed a ritualistic ceremony with a sacrifice to appease the bad planet. And then with rice, grains, kusha, water and curd, they worshipped the Supreme Lord. Purport. The handcart was loaded with heavy utensils and other paraphernalia. To set the cart back in its original position required much strength. But this was easily done by the coward man. Then according to the system of the Gopa Jati, various Vedic ceremonies were performed to appease the calamitous situation. Oma jnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshuran militam yanam tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manabhistam sthapitam yena bhutale Sayam rupa kadamayam dadati sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yotabada Gamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gavika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare-nama, Hare-nama, eva kevalam Kolam nastyeva, 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 gatyaranyata Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana Amanina, madanena, kirtaniya, sadahari Purvavat stapitam gupai balivisa paritsadam Viprahutvarchayam chakru dadyakshata kusambhuvi After the strong stout cowmen assembled the pots and paraphernalia on the handcart and set it up as before, the Brahmanas performed a ritualistic ceremony with a fire sacrifice to appease the bad planet, and then with rice, grain, kusha, water and curd they worshipped the Supreme Lord. So Shukadeva is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj and so explaining how Krishna very easily knocked over this handcart, which was actually occupied by a demon. So the demons, especially at that time, they had mystic power, and so this demon with a subtle form, he entered into the handcart with the idea that when Krishna is there, as Mother Yashoda put him there, that he will just crush him, he will kill him. Krishna, although he appeared as a baby in a baby form, but still he's always the Supreme Lord, Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan. Although sometimes he becomes mugda, he becomes bewildered by his own internal potency. At the same time he's sarvajna, he knows everything. But for the purpose of the pastime he becomes bewildered and he cries also. And he forgets that he's the Supreme Lord momentarily. So whenever there is a need then, as in this case and in other pastimes of the Lord, then he knows everything what is happening. And so effortlessly he kicked with his small, beautiful, soft feet, legs. He kicked one wheel of this handcart, which was very very strong, and so much paraphernalia was on that, and it was heavy, but effortlessly, so that it was knocked over, and at the same time this demon was killed. Hare Krishna. So everyone was quite disturbed when they saw that, and what happened, and Mother Yashoda came, Nanda Baba, and they were bewildered how this happened. They could not understand how this handcart had collapsed practically by itself, because nobody else was there to do something like that. But then the other small children which were there, so they were saying that that actually it was Krishna who touched the wheel of this handcart, and then the thing just collapsed, fell over. But Mariya Shoda, Nanda Baba and the other elder gopas and gopis, they could not believe that, because they had so much love for Krishna and they saw Krishna as their child. As a small child, they did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord by yoga maya, by the internal potency. So therefore, as explained in the 10th verse, so that they could not believe that Krishna could do something. And therefore, they were saying, oh, this what these small boys are saying, balakasya. So the small boys, what they are saying, we cannot have, we cannot believe that. It is just some childish talk. And therefore they neglected that. So we know the children, they will say so many things which may not make as much sense. But in this case, actually it was the truth. What they saw, it was the truth. And they were just saying the truth. But because usually children, they are saying so many things and you cannot believe them. Therefore they were not listening to them, and they were thinking maybe due to some bad planet, as explained in text number 11, graha sankita, due to the influence of the planets. So this just happened. And therefore she called the vipras, the brahmanas, and to chant some auspicious mantras, Swasti Ayanam, Swasti Vachan, chanting mantras for auspiciousness, Shuktai from the Vedic literatures, from the Vedas, from the four Vedas. Even actually on the daily basis, those who are worshipping the Lord, they will chant these auspicious mantras. Because when we are worshipping the Lord, everything has to be auspicious. And therefore, before starting to To worship the deities, one will chant some mantras for purification, so that one is properly situated on a transcendental platform. Because one can worship Krishna only when one is transcendentally situated, because Krishna is completely transcendental, beyond the three modes of material nature, and in order to approach him, one has to be transcendentally situated. And so therefore the pujaris, the priests, they will chant mantras also for auspiciousness. Svasti Vachan. Om Sasino Govinda Sasino Chotnanto Sasno Vasareveshwar Dato Sasneno Nairam Naro Vai, and so on. Or directly, so here calling out the names of the different incarnations of the Lord, different expansions of Krishna. But then also Svasti Vachan, some auspicious mantras directly glorifying Krishna. Like Om Krishnamai Satchanandana Ganaha Krishna Ripurusha Krishna Purushodama Krishnaha Ukarma Di Mulam Krishna Saha Sarvakaya, and so on. So that Krishna is the Adipurush. And then by chanting these different mantras, then Krishna becomes pleased and everything is auspicious. Om Madhava Madhava Vachi Madhava Madhava Riddhi Smaranti Sarva Sarve Sarvakaya Shamadavam. Om Madhava Madhava Vachi. Madhav, another name of Krishna, is always there in my speech. And always remembering Madhav while doing all the different services. So in this way everything becomes auspicious. So if something inauspicious is happening in the life of those who are worshipping the Lord, and in this case here the Brijvasis also, So they immediately called the brahmanas, the qualified brahmanas, and they asked them to chant this different auspicious mantras to counteract the influence of the bad planet. Here, bad planet. Of course, ultimately everything is auspicious for the devotee. At the same time, the different planets are there. 9 Navagraha. And even the tradition is, as explained here, then some puja is done for the 9 planets. But of course, the Vaishnavas, they will not directly worship the planets. Like the different planets are there. Of course, the sun and moon are special. And but then even Mangal Graha, the Mars planet, Jupiter, Venus, and so on, the different planets are there, and they are demigods and are presiding over these planets, and that they have some influence on the lives of the conditioned souls. Even, for example, the astrologers are there, and they will see the chart and the horoscope of a person, seeing the situation of the planets. So it is a science, and they can see if something bad will happen to a person according to the chart, according to the horoscope, where the planets are situated. So it is a great science. And usually the brahmanas, they were conversant with astrology and Ayurveda also. So they could help the householders in living peacefully. And if there was a need, then they were doing these different ceremonies, yagyas, anustan, to counteract the bad effects of the planets. But as Vaishnavas, we're not worshipping directly this Navagraha, these 9 planets, but we worship the Lord of the planet. And so that is always the Supreme Lord, Krishna, or his different expansions. For example, although Ramchandra appeared in the Surya Vansha, but is the Lord of the Surya Vansha. So if there's some difficulty according to the horoscope also in regards to the sun is not in a good position, then La Ramachandra will be worshipped. And the Lord of the Moon, that is Krishna himself, although he appeared in the Chandra Vansha. And of course, ultimately for the Vaishnavas, just by depending on Krishna, then everything will be adjusted. Because everyone is subservient to Krishna. But still sometimes if some difficulty is there, then even if, for example, in Orissa, all the devotees there, they're actually the Vaishnavas, they will chant the Dashavatar Stotram by Jayadev Goswami in his famous book, Gita Govind, which is a beautiful description is there about the wonderful loving exchange of Krishna with Srimati Radharani. So there in the invocation, the Mangalacharan, so invocation, the auspicious mantras are chanted, and with the same actually purpose, to appease the planets, or if there's some fault according to the horoscope, by taking shelter of the Dashavatars, and then everything is adjusted properly. And so therefore they will chant on a daily basis, or if there's a ceremony sometimes, this nine Kalki avatar actually is not being worshipped, is not presiding over the planet, but the other nine, so for example the Mars planet, the lord of the Mars planet, that is Narasimhadev. So if there's a Mangal Dosh, there's some difficulty with the Mars planet, then Narasimhadev is worshipped. And for example Buddha, Mercury is there, and for that the lord of the Mercury planet, that is Buddha Dev himself, Lord Buddha. And the Jupiter Thursday, so the presiding deity of that is Vaman Dev. So the Brahmanas, they are knowledgeable, they are experienced, and also is explained elsewhere. So if the Brahmanas are properly situated, then they can actually, by worshipping this the lord of the different planets, and by chanting the auspicious mantras, then they can appease them, and then they can also bless all those who are participating. And therefore they call the Brahmanas to bless little Krishna. Of course, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but in the past time, so they call the Brahmanas to bless little Krishna, to bless themselves also. And we have to understand that ultimately we need the help. Of course, the spiritual master is foremost, but then we need the help of the other Vaishnavas, especially those who are more advanced, the Brahmanas or the Sannyasis. And then with their blessings, we can properly do our bhajan, our performance of devotional service, our chanting of japa, and then we can advance. But in this material world, there are always difficulties. So therefore, sometimes different ceremonies are performed, as they were doing here. And even according to the Vaishnavas, so that is explained, that sometimes the different ceremonies are performed. And of course, the different samskats are their purificatory rites, which the householders have to perform for the children. And just like for the conception, so the Garbhadhan samskar is there, and the wife is pregnant, and at least one or two samskars are performed, and then there's always a fire sacrifice, and Guru Garanga and Krishna are worshipped. And then also the other expansions of the Lord, if there is an elaborate performance. So in this way one can live peacefully. And for example, if one is building a house, a new house, and then ceremony is performed also. Actually, before starting to build also, first there's Bhumi Puja, worship of the earth, and the planet, the land. But of course, there always, whatever ceremony is there, the Ishtadev is worship, Guru Garanga and Krishna. They are the Lord of our lives. And then the Prithvi Devi, the personified goddess of the planet Earth, is worshipped. And then Varun Dev is respected, and others may be respected also. And then before the building is built, usually Anantashesh is established also under the building, with the idea that he will hold and protect the building. And then when the house is built, and then this Griha Pravesh ceremony, entering the house, And there, that time again, one will worship the Lord, and the Vaishnavas are invited, five sacrifices performed, and then there will be prasadam for everyone also. So, in the text number 12, so it is explained here that Purvavat means just as it was before. So before the handcart was nicely situated, and so much paraphernalia was there, and so it was tapitam, it was kept together by the gopas, balibi. So it is mentioned they are very strong, of course, because the vaishyas, they are taking care of the cows, and so they will drink milk every day. It is natural, and of course then they will give to the children, they will use for the deities. But by drinking milk, one becomes very strong physically, and it will actually develop also the brain, so one can think properly, and one can then serve the Lord. One will have good intelligence, and one becomes very strong physically by drinking milk. And not only that, because simply by drinking milk and eating nice prasadam, one may be strong, but one has to work also. One has to do some seva. So the gopas, they're taking care of the cows, and for this you need energy also, to control the cows and bring them out to the pasturing ground, and then bring them back again. So they have to work, good exercise. And then they have to take care of the land, plowing the land, of course with the help of the bull. But it is a hard labor is there. So they're eating nicely and they're working nicely, so they become very strong physically. So therefore for them very easily they could pick up the hand cart and assemble it again as before and put all the paraphernalia on top. And after that when everything was again nicely arranged, then the brahmanas, they were asked to do a ceremony, a fire sacrifice, which they did expertly. And so here it is also mentioned that they had the auspicious items here. Dadi akshat kusham bubi. So dadi is used in the ceremony, yogurt. Of course milk is used also in the ceremony, and ghee to do the yagya. Ghee is used. And akshat means, here it is explained, rice grains. So actually akshat is a mixture of, it is rice, but it is mixed with haldi, with turmeric. And turmeric is also very beneficial. It is good for the health in many ways. So that is always used during the ceremony, haldi. And it is mixed with the rice. And then for example, the pots who are established, they are put on the akshat, and the rice and the haldi. And the place, the yagyakond is also decorated nicely with akshat or with haldi and the rice and the rice powder. And while chanting the different mantras, for example, especially Swasti Vachan, when the Swasti Vachan is chanted, then the brahmanas, they're also offering and the grains. Om Sasino Govinda Sasino Chutnanto Sasnavasarevishnatu, then in all the directions they're throwing some of the grains. And in all the directions, up and down and behind. So in order so by chanting the names of the Lord, the atmosphere is purified. But also just by throwing these auspicious items, the place is purified. And of course water is required, always pure water from the holy river. Or if there's no holy river, then from the well or from a flowing river, clean water is taken. And then actually holy rivers are called Ganga Chaya Mona Chaya Godara Vesarasvate Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalisim Sanidim Kuru. So the brahmanas, because they are properly situated and worshipping the Lord, and also actually when the ceremony is performed, they are establishing the kalash, the pots, and they are calling the deity in the pot and then worshipping the deity in the pot. And so for them, so they can call Krishna. The Supreme Lord in the path. Of course, Krishna is in the heart, Krishna is everywhere. But when you are worshipping, so we have to have Krishna present there, so it's called in the path, or the different other expansion, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumna, Niruddha are called and worshipped. But also the holy rivers are called, because everything has to be pure. So the holy rivers are pure, and they are great personalities, like Ganga, Yamuna. So Ganga Devi is there, there's a presiding deity of the river also. So they have the power because of their daily worship of the Lord, and even they are respecting them every day, the holy rivers, and they're calling every day the holy rivers for the worship of the Lord. They may have a pot or a conch shell, and they call the holy rivers Ganga Chaya, Yamuna Chaya, Godavari Saraswati, and then the holy rivers are present, and they will use that for the worship of the Lord to purify the place. Although everything is supposed to be clean, which is used in the service of the Lord, but still, because always there may be some subtle influence or even ghostly beings may be there, like it is, as Prabhupada mentioned, that he took this subtle form just like a ghost, this demon, and then he was there in the hand cart. So in order to chase them away, these mantras are chanted and water is sprinkled, and even sometimes there's dust around in the air, and that will go under paraphernalia. So everything has to be purified. All the only pure and clean items are brought for the ceremony, but then everything has to be purified by mantra and by sprinkling it with water. And then so the brahmanas who are absorbed in Brahman, that is a brahmana, and the supreme Brahman, that is Krishna. So they are fully absorbed in worshipping the Lord every day and throughout the day. Therefore they have this power, and they can rectify the situation if everything something is inauspicious. But the brahmanas, because of their expertise, they make it auspicious. So according to time, place and circumstances. So therefore the brahmanas are called, and then when they do their worship of the Ishtadev, in our case Guru Gauranga Krishna, and then they call Agni Dev, and to revive media of the fire, so the demigods of the fire, then they will worship Yagavai Vishnu, that is offered to Vishnu, or then even to Krishna and Krishna's associates. First the Lord is worshipped by Gandapush Dubni Naivedya, by offerings of flowers, chandan, incense, ghee lamp and samboga. But then after Agni Dev is called, and he is worshipped also, Agni Dev is a demigod, but through him it is offered to the Lord, to Vishnu. Yagya by Vishnu. Vishnu is the yagyas performed for the pleasure of Vishnu, the expanded form of Krishna. And so then the ahutis are offered, ghee is offered, and auspicious herbs and grains are offered during the ceremony for the pleasure of Vishnu ultimately. And then also, so the yagas is actually always in three parts. The first part is known as Kushandika, where the Lord is worshipped and the associates of the Lord with incense and flowers and ghee lamp and boga, and auspicious mantras are chanted, and then the actual ceremony is performed. Like for example, in this case, so in order to make everything auspicious, there's a Mangal Homa. Mangal Homa. So Homa means the offering, and Mangal means in order to create auspiciousness. And sometimes the devotees, they may also do that. Sometimes they will call Nrisingadev and worship Nrisingadev for protection, and that is known then as Nrisinga Homa. Or they will call also Sudarshan Chakra, the transcendental weapon of the Lord, and that is known as Sudarshan Homa. And so different ceremonies may be performed for protection, for auspiciousness. And then in this way, the Lord is pleased. And then when the Lord is pleased, everyone is actually pleased, the demigods also. And then things will be adjusted, and one can continue one's life to some extent peacefully till the next problem is coming. So that is always in this life, we have to perform our devotional service and then we have to make some adjustment, this problem, that problem. Of course, then always depending on Krishna. And then ultimately, the most important activity is chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So small problems are there, then we just continue chanting the holy names, or we may then pray to Nrisingadeva also. But if there's some more serious problem, then the brahmanas are called and then an auspicious ceremony is performed to counteract the bad effects, just like in this case here. So in this way, then peace is there again, and then life can go on. And as we can see in here, Krishna's pastimes, even Prabhupada has explained in the previous acharyas, almost every day something happened and a demon is coming, or this problem, that problem. And we can see in our own life practically every day, especially we have to manage the temple, or if you are in a position of management, then almost every day is a problem. We have to work on counteracting the problem. So that is just part of life. But if a serious problem is there, then it is good to do some auspicious activity. Therefore also Srila Prabhupada introduced the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Akanda Sankirtam, 24-hour chanting of the holy names, because that is the most auspicious activity. Most important activity is chanting the holy names. So in order to counteract the influence of the bad planets or the effects of demoniac people, so introduce the chanting of the holy names in the temple by establishing a Kandakirtan mandali. And so he was doing, so for some time it was done, but then there were not enough devotees, it was stopped. But then Ananda Prabhu, in 1986, see, he reintroduced the chanting of the holy names throughout the day and night. So there's 24-hour kirtan. And in this way we are protected from all bad influences. But still, sometimes you have to do something extra also. Just like coronavirus is there, we get sick and then we have to take medicine and then that is just part of life, and we have to live with it. But always depending on Krishna, and we do our normal devotional service. Especially, we have to take care that we nicely chanting the holy names collectively by 24-hour kirtan. And even while I'm speaking here now, there's one devotee of the 24-hour kirtan who is chanting japa, because the Maha Mantra. Saranga Thakur is there also, because 24 hours the Maha Mantra should be chanted, and then everything becomes auspicious. But individually also, so not only collectively we have to chant the Maha Mantra, and everyone should take part in Sankirtan at least for some time. Those who are in the Sankirtan mandali, so they will chant for 6 hours at least. Others, they have other service, they cannot sit for 6 hours, but at least some time for Mangalatik or Guru Puja or Sandhyatik, we should try to take a little bit part in Sankirtan in the temple, or we should do at home if we are staying at home, especially during the lockdown, what to do. Then we have to do at home with the family members. But then also japa, we have to chant good japa. What is the meaning of Sankirtan also? Chanting together, but also Samyuk Rupena Kirtan. Being absorbed in chanting the holy names, that is Sankirtan. So even while you're doing japa, that is for yourself, but even for the pleasure of the Lord, you have to be completely concentrated in chanting and hearing nicely, and preferably also remembering Krishna. Because Krishna, Krishna Nama are different. Although in the beginning we may not see Krishna while we're chanting, but we're taking darshan of the deities, we're serving the deities. So sometimes you can remember Krishna while chanting the holy names. And we are hearing about Krishna these past times. So we can remember Krishna while chanting also sometimes. But then in purified consciousness, the pure devotee, because the consciousness is pure, then automatically Krishna will manifest when he's chanting. And then the pastimes will manifest. So that is Shuddhanam, pure chanting. So we have to work on ourselves and we have to make a conscious effort to chant nicely the Maha Mantra in Japa. In Kirtan it is easier because many devotees are there and then the Maya cannot penetrate so much. But if you are alone, then the mind is alone and then material energy is there and then so many times the mind is carried away. And then the consciousness is going with the mind, on the chariot of the mind, riding here and there. So, but you have to understand, so we have to chant with some bandhigyan, knowing our position. I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul, I'm completely separate from the gross and subtle body. And I'm chanting for the pleasure of the Lord. So we should be transcendentally situated and not listen to the mind. And then we have to pray to Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, offer some beautiful prayers while chanting with the mind also. We have to engage the mind positively so that we can chant properly. And sometimes if the mind is not listening, you beat him 100 times with a stick in the morning and with a shoe in the evening. But that will usually not do, only beating. Just like if a child, you cannot control the child simply by beating. But you have to give some positive engagement. You have to speak nicely. You have to try to make the child understand what he should do and what he should not do. Similarly, the mind is like a child. And we have to sometimes beat him, beat the mind. And sometimes you have to speak nicely to him. My dear mind. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he wrote a small book, Manashiksha. Shiksha to the mind. And there is saying, Guru Goste Gostali Sasajam Bhusurgam Samantra Sri Namni Navayodvande Sharane Sadadam Behitva Kuru Ratima Puruma Titaram Aye Bratre Svanta Adyache Chatubi Dritapadai. I'm taking shelter. I'm begging to you, the soul, Raghunath Das Goswami, pure devotee, just to teach us. He's praying to his mind, my dear mind, I'm begging to you. I'm speaking to you with sweet words. Please listen to my advice. And with Rati, with some attachment, some love, you chant holy names. And Sadadamba Hitva, always give the pride, give up the pride. I'm a special devotee, I'm this and that. No, I'm completely insignificant. I'm the servant of the devotees. And then, with this transcendental attachment, remember the spiritual master, the bridge buses, and offer respect to the brahmanas, to other Vaishnavas, take full shelter of the holy names, the Gayatri mantras, and in this way the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So sometimes you have to pray to the mind also, and then chant some praise and glorification of Krishna Nam, Madhuram Madhurebhyopi Mangalebhyopi Mangalam Pavanam Pavanebhyopi Harinam Evikevalam. Krishna Nam is so sweet, non different from Krishna, and most purifying, most auspicious. Mangalam Madhuram Madhuram Etam Mangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nikamavar Chitfalam Chitfalam Satsarupam. So then Krishna Nam is most sweet and most auspicious. Most auspicious activity is chanting the holy names. And then by doing that, so then we are properly situated and everything will be fine. So we have to take full shelter and chant nicely japa and take part in Sankirtan. And if it's a big problem, then we do some sacrifice also. Hare Krishna. But we don't have so big problem just now, so we don't have to do a sacrifice. But maybe in the future, who knows? Mataji has a question. Mataji here, Devi Shakti Mataji.
Told us in his house that the Srimad Bhagavatam class is the same as Kirtan.
Yes. Yes, that is true.
And when Srila Prabhupada was present here, there was never chanting of japa during class.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is something that happened only after I ever started this.
Yes.
So
yes.
This never went on during Prabhupada's time of the chanting of japa. During Srimad Bhagavatam class.
Yeah, okay, that is all right. And at that time, Prabhupada's time, I mean, they could hardly maintain the 24-hour kirtan, as you know. And very quickly after that, they had Prabhupada's beautiful Krishna meditation, which was very beautiful, but Prabhupada wanted Chobbis Ghanta Kirtan. And actually, this is the tradition, and we have to be, I feel we have to, of course, Prabhupada gave some instruction, and it is true that the Bhagavatam is no different from Krishna, that is kirtan. Even dressing the deities. One time I was dressing the deities in New York. I was for visiting, I went to New York, the visit lasted 3 years. I was going for Ratha Yatra, and then they are dressing the deities in the afternoon. Prabhupada established dressing the deities in the afternoon in New York, Los Angeles, and New Vrindavan, according to Nitya Lila, because Krishna is coming back from the pasturing grounds, and then he has to change his clothes because he's getting dirty, transcendentally dirty, although he's pure, Brajraj is pure. And so then Prabhupada introduced, and then dressing the deities. I was dressing the deities before the Sunday feast, and then I was listening to Prabhupada lecture always while dressing the deities in the afternoon. In the morning we chant mantras, so we cannot hear. And then Prabhupada is speaking about preaching and chanting the holy names and doing sankirtan and kirtan. And then he's saying, and dressing the deities. And I was dressing the deities. That is also kirtan. Because then the deities are beautifully decorated, the people come, and then they see, oh, the deities are so beautiful. Like the people come here, the deities are so beautiful. And so then, and in this way, then by worshipping the deities, then we are also glorifying Krishna, and that is also sankirtan. So sankirtan is also the matter of the consciousness. We want to take part in sankirtan. And ultimately then everything becomes kirtan or sankirtan if we are joining the sankirtan movement and doing what Prabhupada said. So then it is mentioned, for example, also kirtaniya sadahari. Mahaprabhu said, you should chant always the holy names. And for example, when you are addressing the deities, we're dressing the deities, and for example, then we're also chanting mantras. You can do both things. We are cooking, we're chanting Hare Krishna. Vibhu Chaitanya was cooking, was chanting the holy names, because we should always chant Hare Krishna, even while sleeping, even while taking prasadam. So there's a tradition by some Vaishnavas, Gauri Vaishnavas, they will chant, they will take prasad. But then we should serve prasad, we should not just enjoy. And then suddenly one devotee will say, Maduram madurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam pavanam pavanebhyopi hare nama heva kevalam. And then he will chant Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare. And everyone is chanting while taking prasadam. Also while sleeping, if we wake up in the night and then we have to go to the bathroom, we chant Hare Krishna. And so we can chant the Maha Mantra always when you're worshipping the deities. So ultimately we can chant always, even while the class is going on. That is the mood that the 24-hour, the Maha Mantra should be chanted all the time. And I never heard Prabhupada that he said that you should not chant japa while you give the class. And it is true that kirtan is there. And at the same time, I mean, you do, for example, we give the class, it is kirtan, we worship the deities, it is kirtan. But at the same time, even while we are worshipping the deities, we are chanting the holy name, and that is wonderful. Similarly, if the mood is there that we should have 24-hour, the Maha Mantra for 24 hours, I mean, there is not really any harm that one devotee is chanting japa while the class is going on, and is also listening, and is chanting and listening. I mean, basically, there's not really any harm in doing that. But it is true that speaking Bhagavatam, that is kirtan, that is true. And usually we are listening, we are supposed to listen and be attentive, but if the 24-hour kirtan, if they want to have the kirtan, the Maha Mantra chanted 24 hours, that is wonderful, and we should not have any objection. I don't think so is a problem, and I don't think so it will be displeasing to Prabhupada as far as I'm concerned. That is my humble opinion. Yes. What's that?
I remember that it's in the place of Shri Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Swami. He advised us to not chant during the kirtan, during the class, because the mind is tired after.
Yes, that is true. And the general, yes.
So much hearing.
Yes.
It's not good. It's better to be quite attentive
Right. That is true. Yes. And then we agree. Yes. 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 Now I fully agree with that. And that when the speaker is there, actually it's true, especially if the senior devotee is speaking, all the devotees should listen and they should not chant japa. That is one thing. At the same time, but if the 24-hour kirtan, they want to have 24 hours the mantra, then they may chant also. But the general devotees who are not in the 24-hour kirtan, they should simply listen. It is obvious. So we have to understand the things clearly, and then I think we have to reconcile also, and we have to adjust, and we have to accommodate everyone, and different devotees, they may have different views, and we have to respect everyone. Yes.
Raji, thank you very much. You gave us a deep insight about astrology. My question is, usually when we consult an astrologer, they always make hypothetical assumptions. So
yes.
They do not give us exact, what might happen in future. What is your understanding on that?
Yes. Actually, the astrologer, they can see something. According to astrology, of course there must be expert astrologers, and at the same time they cannot 100% say that this will happen, because things can change also. If one is surrendering to Krishna, then things can change in one's life, even according to astrology also. And even the astrologer, they will say, if somebody is surrendering to Krishna, astrology will still, we can still see astrology and get some guidelines from there, but because they are surrendered to Krishna, Krishna is taking care of them, and so therefore they are so it may not be completely applicable, the horoscope for the devotees, but it may not be. It is up to Krishna, and Krishna will just use the devotees' life, whatever is auspicious for him then, or what is needed.
So in other words, if we may not consult an astrologer, it is perfectly all
right. Right. We don't have to take the advice of the astrologers in order to make progress in your spiritual life. In order to make progress in your spiritual life, you have to take shelter of the spiritual master, the representative of the Lord, and you depend on Krishna. Then you will be all right. Just for auspicious ceremonies, then sometimes astrology is consulted to have the auspicious time, and then we should have an auspicious place, and then it may be, everything may be more auspicious. So you can get some guidelines, but we don't depend on the astrology. We depend on Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, always. Even Prabhupada, he made some statements that anyway, the things will happen in the future, and you cannot change it. According to astrology, so why you go to the astrologer? It will happen anyway. Because at the same time, Prabhupada also referred to that the brahmanas, they were giving advice according to astrology. So we have to have a kind of balance, and we have to reconcile. You can use astrology, and it can be helpful to some extent, but we have to depend on Krishna. Like with everything, even medicine. And we have to take medicine, but you have to depend on Krishna. Because medicine alone will not work. So we have to understand the things in a proper way. Is that all right? Okay. Okay, we stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.